Blog Talk Radio.
Part of it tonight. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, "Honor widows that are widows indeed." 1 Timothy 5:3. We're going to discuss the topic tonight, an open door. God gives us an open door. In Revelation 3:8 states, "See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut." That's meaning no one, not Satan, no one can shut this door. Isn't that a blessing to know that there's a door is always open for you in spite of whatever you may be going through. Some people complain that life is often empty and meaningless. But Jesus has given to you and all others the promise of an abundant life and the opportunity to experience it to the full. That's coming from John 10:10. Scripture, history, and your personal experience offer examples of testimony to the fact that an ordinary, dull life is transformed by the power of the living Christ through His Holy Spirit. Through the wonder of God's grace, sadness is transformed into joy, defeat into victory. Fear evaporates. Hate melts into love. Despair into hope. Even death becomes life. The moment you accept Christ into your life as a Redeemer and Savior, everything of abundance that Christ offers you is yours for the taking. Don't you want to take it? Turn to Christ and He will open the door to a new, meaningful life for you. Yes, Jesus has given us an open door. He also gives us strength. Strengthen the feeble hands. steady the knees that gives way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear, your God will come. That's coming from Isaiah 3 to 4. It is regrettable that many people never realize their full potential because they live in fear and underestimate themselves. They have the ability, but the time of testing comes, they give up. As a result, they begin to feel inadequate, which in turn increases their feeling of inferiority. Now, I got to say that this is, I have in the last, I would say last week, something I've been going through, I have gained fear in that situation. And I have felt inadequate. But I know that I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. So I had to change that feeling within inside of me. I had to change that because I knew that if I love Jesus and Jesus is within me, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. So I had to find a way to get rid of that fear that was in me. We all go through different things at times, but the most important thing is not to stay in that same situation. Try to find ways to get out of it. A Christian needs never suffer this kind of loss. As a child of God, you have the promise of his son, Jesus Christ, that he will take your burden upon himself and will bear your guilt. That's exactly what he did when he went to the cross. The crucifixion. Jesus invites you to come to him with all your fears, your anxiety, and insecurity. You have his word of promise that he will never leave you or forsake you. That's coming from Hebrews 13:5. With the promise of his divine support and the steadfast assurance that the Son of God is with you every situation, not some situation, but every situation, you can move forward in confidence, secure his name, and unafraid of what may lie ahead of you. Just as he was in the past, God is in the future as well. He's there at all times. Does one need greater encouragement than the other? Just know that whatever situation, God is always there. He also gives us his redeeming love, God's redeeming love. Jesus and God is one. To them, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's Colossians 1:27. The wonder and glory of Christian gospel is that God loves us while we yet were sinners. Without such a love, we could indeed have still been lost. Faith and the saving love of God is more than just a pious theological hope or a dogmatic point for debate. As you become deeply aware of imperfection and sin, you are also aware that there is a divine and all-powerful being who is calling you to be a better and noble life. You know that you will never be able to reach such moral height in your own strength, and you might begin to lose hope, but so neglect to give your spiritual life the attention it deserves. once you are aware that because of your sinfulness, you don't have the ability to live your life as you should. It is important to accept God's offer to recreate and reform your life. No, we cannot live the life that we want to at all times, because many times those thoughts and things that we may do is sinful. So we have to ask the Holy God, God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit to reform our lives, to be a better person and be the way that God wants us to be. Allow the Holy Spirit to fill you with the strength you need to walk according to God's ways. And we want to walk in that, in those steps. At this point in my life, I've asked God to please let me, to please order my steps. I don't want to go through life continuing to make mistakes. I want Him to tell me and speak to me and let me know what direction I need to go in, because I want to walk that walk and believe and trust in Him. All of these things we lack as a Christian. As Jesus prayed, you know, whenever, if you read, when you read the story, the New Testament, where wherever Jesus was, he was preaching and teaching, he always took time to pray. And just know that we can do the same thing. He needed strength from the Father to continue each step that he was ordered to do by his Father. We need those same things too. We need strength each and every day. And prayer does change things. So it is so important for us to continue to pray about everything, because sometimes we don't have someone else there or we can call on that can encourage us. So we have to pray and go to the Father ourselves. So just learn that you don't have to pray no special prayer, no special way. Just talk to Him, and He'll be there, right there for you. He'll be listening. Sometimes we think that He's not always listening. I have had those thoughts from time to time, because sometimes I wish that He could really just speak back to me like I'm speaking to Him. But He has His own way that He reaches me and answer me. And everyone has their own way that the Father speaks to you. Jesus prayed for his disciples, because this coming Sunday is Palm Sunday, and this is getting close to the resurrection. The first Palm Sunday, and also when he was crucified on the cross, and then resurrection, where he was raised from the dead. In 3 days, he raised from the dead. So these next few weeks are very special. Something for us to think about, that our Father loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son, sent him here. Look how he was treated. You have to love someone a lot to let your own son to come here and be crucified the way Jesus was. What a great love. Jesus continued to prepare his disciples for this time. Scripture from John 17:11-12. Holy Father, protect them by the power of their name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one.
While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by the name you gave me. Just before Jesus was arrested by the Roman soldiers, he took time to pray for his disciples. He asked the Father to protect those from whom he would die. Listen to the words of Jesus. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, that they may be one as we are one. Jesus' prayer reveals the attitude of his heart, always thinking about us, protecting us. He cares for all of his disciples and desires for them to give life together in unity. Jesus cares for us. His followers today, just as he cared for his disciples so long ago, we should meditate on the wonder of the wonders of the act that Jesus cared for us, and ask him to help you to live in peace with your fellow Christians. Can we do that? Can we do what Jesus asked us to do, to live with our fellow man and to care for each other like he cared for his disciples? Christ reassuring his presence. Jesus' disciple was stunned after the terrible events of the first Good Friday. Without their beloved master, they were scared, confused, and without a leader. Their dreams had been shattered, and life had lost all meaning for them. Dejected and disheartened, this sad group were miserable, saddened that Jesus had left them. But the transformation in their lives was nothing short of a miracle, example of the powerful deed that they performed in the name of the Master abound in the Scriptures. The presence of Jesus brought new life and drive to their lives. They were so surprised to see Jesus again after the third day. All of this happened 2,000 years ago, but the resurrection and living Christ still has the same impact on the lives of people today. I'm sure all of you have seen the movie Passion. You see all the other different movies that have been on TV regarding the crucifixion, but nothing like the Passion. It was hard for me to really watch that, and it will be hard for me to watch it again. But I think it's so important for us to watch it because we need to really see how much Jesus loved us and what he went through on that cross. If you are depressed and disheartened, if you are in danger of giving up hope, then it's time to invite Jesus in your life and ask him to support you. Trust him unconditionally and allow him to change your despair into hope and your sadness into joy. That is the end of my inspirational vitamin for you tonight. Just think about Jesus on the cross. He's given us an open door. He gives us his love, his son who died on the cross for us,
And he showed us how much he loved his disciples. And he also loved us the same way. But while he was there, he was here, he protected his disciples, took care of them, because he knew that they had a lot of work ahead of them after he would leave. But that is the end of my inspirational tonight message to you. Just think about the things that for the next 2 weeks, these special 2 weekends, Palm Sunday and Easter, the resurrection, and see how you could be transformed and live the life in which Jesus wants us to. I have some announcements for tonight. We still have more rooms for the trip to Memphis, Tennessee. We have the bus more than half full, but we still need a few more people, so keep on referring people for this trip, and just knowing that you won't regret coming on the trip, because we normally have a great time, and we know that God will be with us. In the month of April, we will have a workshop, and Sheila and I are finalizing the detail, and we'll be able to give you more information about the workshop in April, the first part of April. The theme will probably be, we're working on this theme, and we're going to, like I said, we will finalize everything. Water Walking Widows. Water Walking Widows. Sharing Their Destiny. We will give you more detail and the scripture that relates to the Water Walking Widows that we are going to do several different things at this workshop. And like I say, beginning of the month, April, we will be able to give you more details about this workshop. I also have another announcement. I will be the mistress of ceremony at a program on Palm Sunday. And that is going to be 3:30 next Sunday evening. The seven last saying of Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying? And I meant to get that, the name of the church. It's St. Paul Baptist Church. It's in Stone Mountain on 3rd Street. But for more details, you can always give me a call. But we have the seven minister that gets up and talk and tells the story about the last words saying of Jesus Christ. It's amazing. They do such a great job. If you want some great entertainment and also experiencing a group of ministers spiritually fed to talk about the last saying of Jesus Christ, please be a part of it. There are a lot of different churches that are doing different things. But I'm in another ministry called A New Thing Ministry. And each year we present this program on Palm Sunday. We normally have it in the afternoon. It's going to be at 3:30 at St. Paul. I can't think of the full name of the church. But anyway, you have my number. You can give me a call and I can give you all details. I'll be the mistress of ceremony at that particular program. And if you don't have anything else to do, please come by and enjoy. It'll be a blessing to you. And last week we canceled the bowling But we are going to put that back on our calendar for either the month of May or June, because we want we made a deposit, so we need to make sure that we don't lose that deposit. We have 90 days to go back to that facility. So please be on the lookout for more detail regarding us going back to bowling, going and take care of, get together and bowl, go bowling together. Sorry about that. So we want to find different things that we can do to enjoy ourselves, and just knowing that God wants us to have fun and not to dwell and be depressed about things that we are going through, and also our loss of our loved one. And that is all the announcement I have for you tonight. Just tune in again next week. Be blessed. And know that God loves you, and so do we. The next chapter, Widow Ministry.
Fight of your life. is not the end.
No, this is not the end.